Again, as a reminder to media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You guys, a three-game week last week, but a split of two games since we last talked. A victory over Northeastern, 94-69, and then a tough two-point loss at Towson on Saturday. Kind of go back and look at those two games for me and give me your views.
Yeah, it's been a tough stretch in many ways. Five games in 10 nights. You know, because of the makeup game with Drexel, I guess it was. But you know, our guys are playing good basketball right now. I think we've improved in the last 2 weeks a good bit in a lot of areas. Who did we play before Towson? I'm sorry, I really you mentioned.
Yeah, Northeastern on Thursday.
Okay, great. Yeah, good home win. You know, we played well. Northeastern couldn't make shots. I mean, just one of those nights they couldn't put the ball in a hole. But, you know, our guys played well, played with energy, shared the ball really well. One of the things that our team's done really well lately is get back to, you know, getting assists and taking good shots and sharing the ball. I think in our four-game win streak we had, and I'm sure I'm off a little bit on this, but we had like 20, 28, 23 and 27 assists in those games, so really important for us there. So good home win against Northeastern, and tough loss at Towson on Saturday. You know, we led for most of the ball game, but couldn't hold on. They came back hard at us in the second half. I think we had as much as a 16-17 point lead, but couldn't hold it. Felt kind of like the Super Bowl after I watched it a little bit. Just couldn't hold on to the lead. And you know, we played without Omar Pruitt, and so I'm really proud of the players. I mean, I thought after, you know, 5 games and 10 nights and as physical and tough as they are, we competed hard, just weren't good enough to win a ball game.
You guys obviously have been lights out at home, you know, 11-0, and have won by large margins your last couple, but I know the road struggles were something that you were concerned about. Did you feel like the effort Saturday that you kind of turned the corner a little bit in the way that you played on the road?
Absolutely. I mean, no question about it. I mean, we a little bit undermanned up there the other day, but a couple guys with the flu as well. But, you know, I thought we competed hard. I really did. The guys put ourselves in a position to win the ball game, and Towson was just too good down the stretch. I mean, they defended hard, killed us on the glass, which we knew would be a major issue in that ball game, and we just didn't do our job inside. Entirely too many second shots, but we really played well enough to win, just couldn't quite hold on.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question comes from Dave Johnson with Daily Press.
Morning, Tony.
Morning.
As you mentioned, you were undermanned at Towson. First of all, how's Omar? Do you expect him to be able to go Thursday?
Don't know. We're a little bit of a mass unit right now, and I hate to talk about it. I guess it always sounds like you're making excuses, but every team goes through this at some point in the season, and maybe this time of year. But, you know, at practice yesterday, we didn't have Omar, Daniel, Jack, or Paul in practice uniform. So we're just trying to piece it together right now. Hopefully, the fact that we got a couple days in here between games for the first time in a long time, we can get some of those guys back. A combination of injuries and flu bug. I don't want to go in a lot of detail on it, but a little bit like the mass unit right now. But as I say, every team goes through that at some point.
So as far as Thursday, you're not really certain about who exactly you're going to have?
I'm really not. I mean, it's really hard to say. It's kind of a day-to-day thing, and Omar hasn't practiced since being hurt last Thursday. So today we'll find out a little bit more when he gets out of class and comes down and sees the trainer. So I don't know where we stand. I'm hopeful he'll play Thursday, but, you know, just don't know.
Well, shift gears a second. Daniel, I mean, we've talked about him a lot this year and the season he's had. He's obviously, or I shouldn't say obviously, it looks like to me anyway, done a much better job of getting to the basket than he has in the past. He seems like in the past he may settle for shots, where now he's taking it to the goal, and his shooting percentage certainly reflects that. Is that something that you recommended to him at all, or is it something that he sort of worked on his own, or how did that come about?
No, it's definitely something we talked about. I mean, you give him credit for working on it, but Daniel's been known and been just a little bit more of a shooter in the past, and we thought he had the ability to be a real complete player for us, and I think he is right now. He is shooting the ball well, and that primarily because he's back in the gym taking extra shots. I don't think kids understand how important that is, but he's shooting it well. But as you said, he's not a one-dimensional player. He's driving the ball really well. He's got more assists right now. His rebounds are up. A better defender right now. So he's just a much better complete player for us. So really proud of his growth and what he's doing. And he's been a real key player for us in this stretch. That's pretty much an understatement, I guess. Really confident young man playing at a high level.
Has he always been one of your better one-on-one defenders?
Yes. Yes. And at times hasn't taken it as seriously as we wanted him to. But he can defend the ball well, and it's something he's done well for us in recent weeks, and it's really helped our basketball team.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, along with Daniel, another guy that certainly had a great week was your freshman center, Nathan Knight, averaged 11 points and 4 rebounds, shot at a high percentage, and he's now leading the conference in block shots without playing a huge amount of minutes. Talk about the week that he had and the impact he's starting to have for your team.
Yeah. We love Nathan as a player and as a person. He just gets better all the time. I think he and Jack Whitman have really shown improvement during the course of the season, and I'll give them credit, and I'll give our assistant Austin, who works with them, a lot of credit for that too. But Nathan is—he's learned to play hard. I think that's something a lot of freshmen have to do. But he's playing hard with more consistency right now. When's the last time you've seen a William & Mary player leading the league in block shots, or a William & Mary team leading the league in block shots? Which I saw yesterday, kind of stunned me a little bit, but. Nathan's got doing a really important player for us right now, but great future with us, and he's got to continue to get a little bit better shape. There are times that he asked to come out of the game because he's a little bit, he's winded, and we got to continue to get that cardio up, and so we can keep him on the floor a little bit more. Combination of that and foul trouble, we got to get him on the floor for more minutes.
How big is that, just to kind of build on that, how big is that block shot number, not only just leading the league, but I think he had 23 in the 3 games last week. How much does that help you defensively to be able to take some shots away at the rim?
Well, it definitely helps. Sometimes when you watch it, though, it's after we've been beaten defensively and somebody else comes and blocks a shot, but it's nice to have guys that can do that. It is a surprise to see us up at the, leading the league. But it's a combination of people. It's Nathan getting some blocks. Jack's capable of blocking shots. But so are our wing players. Omar's a really good shot blocker. Daniel can block some shots. So it's a combination of a lot of people, I think.
Before I let you go, I believe Dave's got one more follow-up, if you'll get that for us, possibly. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Tony, I remember after the Drexel game last week, you said right away that was going to be one of your toughest remaining games, was playing them at their place. You sort of talk about that game, if you would, and certainly Lee and Williams were tough for you guys to defend.
Yeah, I mean, I really believe that. I mean, I think people laughed at me when I said it, but since then, I don't think they've won a game since we played them, but, their last two games have been overtime losses. We just got beat by Towson. They took them to double overtime in Towson. So they can really score the ball. Their two freshman guards have been really impressive. And at this point in the year, they're no longer freshmen in my mind. They're sophomores. But it all starts with Rodney Williams. You've got to be able to slow him down inside, which we did pretty well the first time. He still had good stats, but it wasn't with a lot of. He we enjoyed, other than the number of times we sent him to the foul line, I thought we did a pretty good job defending him. But, you know, we really did a poor job defending the perimeter against them. And they've been good at home. I haven't looked at their exact record at home, but they've been good at home. And, you know, I know that will be a very tough ball game for us.
Thanks, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tony, thanks for your time as always this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right. Again, for media members who are on our call, just hit *1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, Kevin Keats. Good morning, Coach Keats.
Rob, good morning.
Good morning. A 1-1 week for you guys since we last talked. Quite a battle at home with College of Charleston. You guys come up short 6.